Hi, I'm Amanda Horn with the Nevada Museum of Art. Thanks for listening to The X and for your interest in what's happening this week at the museum. Love documentaries? This Wednesday, March 4th, the museum has a special treat just for you. Lifeline, Clifford Still, is a documentary film screening which will be followed by a Q&A with the film's director, Dennis Scholl. Clifford Still's striking compositions and idiosyncratic personality made him one of the preeminent figures of the American Abstract Expressionist movement. Through interviews and previously unreleased recordings, Still's artistic philosophy and his relationships with contemporaries Mark Rothko and Jackson Pollock are revealed. After his death, the legacy of the enigmatic artist faces further uncertainty as museums vie to be the permanent home of the Clifford Still collection, if they can meet the strict demands of his will. This documentary, Lifeline, Clifford Still, will screen this Wednesday, March 4th at 7 p.m. Following the film, enjoy a discussion with director Dennis Scholl and Joanne Northrup, curatorial director and curator of contemporary art at the museum. $10 or $8 for museum members and students. This Thursday, it's once again time for First Thursday. Meet friends and explore the galleries at this lively social event featuring live music by Arizona Jones. Performances and specialty refreshments are always part of the First Thursday experience. Powered by Tesla, sponsored by Bank of America, and hosted by KTHX Radio, with beverages provided by Great Basin Brewing Company and Whispering Vine Wine Company, this long-standing gathering welcomes guests and museum members alike. That's this Thursday, March 5th, from 5 to 7 p.m. Rounding out the work week is a Friday Art Bite on public art and urban redevelopment. Public art can revive urban spaces and change the relationship between citizens and the places they live. The incorporation of art into the public sphere can engage new audiences and has the potential to create a sense of civic pride and ownership. Join us as Vivian Zavattaro, who is the interim director for the John and Geraldine Lilly Museum of Art, and Megan Berner, public art program coordinator for the City of Reno, discuss the impact of public art from the interventions of Prime Minister Edie Rama's work in Tirana, Albania, to the local streets of Reno. That's an Art Bite this Friday at noon. $10 or free for museum members and students. The Art Bite lectures are supported by Nevada Humanities, with additional sponsorship and free admission for students supported by the Core Humanities Program at the University of Nevada, Reno. The Nevada Museum of Art is located at 160 West Liberty Street, right between downtown and midtown Reno, Nevada. The museum is open Tuesday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Thursdays late until 8 p.m. For all information, go to NevadaArt.org or follow us on social at Nevada Art on Instagram and Twitter, and the Nevada Museum of Art on Facebook.